Welcome back to the Basement Yard. I am joined by Frankie. It is Casual Friday.
It's always Casual Friday. I was making fun of you right as you started because you start, as you always do.
You should see the way I start Veterans Minimum. It's out of control.
I shouldn't.
Welcome back to Veterans Minimum. Today we were talking about...
That's a lot.
I know. You know what I should have done in a past life? Been one of those like...
Auction people?
Yes. 25, blah, blah, blah. You actually talk faster than I do.
I don't think I talk faster than you.
You can. You have the ability to.
White Frank can talk very fast.
Yeah, White Frank is yeah.
Yeah, just for background, Joey has nicknamed me Frank and White Frank because like I'll talk normal, like when I'm with my friends, I'll be like talking normal, but like when I get into like a serious conversation or like an articulate, what?
You just over articulate all of your words, and I'm like, you sound like
because
a fucking...
I need to make sure that everyone understands what I am saying.
I know,
but it's way easier that way.
Oh my god, my legs.
Do they actually say things, those auction people?
I don't think so.
I think like no, but there's like stuff that they say in between it. It's like 33.
I don't think they know. I think they just kind of roll their tongue back and forth and no one knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Do you ever like just
what the fuck was that?
I'm trying to move my tongue real fast. Do you ever just like try to do things really fast?
What?
Like, I don't know, just, like, try to, like, clap really fast.
What was that? You're, like...
You never seen, like, those speed clappers? That's how they do it.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
They speed clap like that. I try to do things really fast all the time. And I don't do well.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a wild sense there. You ever try to, like, do stuff really fast? run? That's all I can think of.
Spice of life, I guess, right?
Spice salam. So anyway, I tweeted about something. I wanted to kind of talk about it because, I mean, Frankie could vouch for me here that it's kind of ridiculous how it's become a trend on the internet that whenever it approaches finals week in like high school or something, these kids will be tweeting out pictures of them getting up to the whiteboard. By the way, whiteboard.
Yeah, crazy.
First of all, we had chalkboards, dog.
Nothing made me happier than being the one to clean the chalkboard at the end of the day. Such a satisfying feeling.
I know.
But
these kids today, they don't have chalk in their lungs. We walked into class. We came back from lunch. We were coughing. Well, it was a cloud of smoke in there.
It was like basically being sentenced to death to have to go clean the erasers.
Oh, my God.
And that fucking machine.
It was loud as fuck. Powered by a jet engine.
Probably like a little person behind it, like pedaling a fucking bike.
Definitely a midget in there. Not the proper term. Actually learned that.
Yeah.
They don't. Little person is the right term.
But I feel like little person would be a little more offensive.
That's exactly what I said to them. Because we interviewed a little person on the podcast that I do, Other People's Lives. And I told them, like, I said midget because I'm just not aware. You know what I mean? I thought that was the thing. And apparently it like was, but then it had a negative connotation and they changed it. But I was saying, like, if someone calls me a dwarf, I feel like that's like very Lord of the Rings.
But that's also like that's the name of the condition. It's
right,
called
dwarfism. Yeah.
So like I guess that makes it okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
But then that's like you're then calling people by their condition, which like I don't know. Like I remember.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call you diabetes or some shit.
But that's the same thing. Like one of the things I learned in you know, like a class that I took was like people suffering from mental illness. It's like you don't like there's someone suffering from schizophrenia or depression. They're not depressed. They're not schizophrenic. So it's like counterproductive by calling someone that has dwarfism a dwarf.
Yeah, I know. And we can go into that all day, but it's not up to us. It's up to them. They make the rules. But anyway, by the way, what were we talking about with the chalk? So I want, first of all, for people who don't know, the chalkboard, right? Back in the day, we had these boards you had to write on with your hand. No markers. There was chalk that you had to do, right?
Did you ever want to eat the chalk?
No.
Dude,
chalk is... What?
I don't know why. Like, I always just, like, wanted to take a big bite into a thing of, like, little skinny white pieces of chalk.
It's, like, hard, dude.
I mean, the human teeth are a modern marvel. They can bite through almost anything.
I don't think mine are. Mine are kind of, like...
I literally chew ice on the reg.
No, I don't do that.
I chew ice on the reg.
That's kind of crazy.
But go on. I'm sorry. I told you I wanted a bite chalk.
So anyway, periodically, the teacher would be like, you and you go downstairs to the eraser room and like clean these erasers. And it was a tiny closet, literally like 2x2. Like, two people couldn't fit in this at the same time.
Nope.
And there was this thing that looked like a water fountain, but at the top of it had these bristles. And then you turn it on, it goes, and it would just, like, go back and forth. And you had to, like, put the erasers on it to clean all the chalk off. The amount of chalk pollution in this tiny little box was unreal.
We were hotboxing.
Equivalent to 7 years secondhand
smoke. We hotboxed the hell out of that chalk room. Oh, I mean,
you would not believe
it. It was crazy. And first of all, it was always what idiots the teachers were that we had. I mean, shout out. They were good teachers. But, like, they'd always be like, all right, Frank, you go and pick a partner. And, like, instantly, our eyes met. And we were just like, let's go.
I wouldn't even look. I would just start standing up.
Yeah. Like, it was crazy how you were allowed to do stuff. And then go into the bathroom, pick a partner. Bring the attendance down, pick a partner.
Yeah.
I got reamed out. Reamed out and actually not allowed to play in line soccer that day. I was very upset.
Well, line soccer's a goodie.
Yeah. Because our fifth grade teacher, Ms. Schnetzer, shout out.
Shout the fuck out.
Shout out. She goes, all right, Frankie, bring the attendance down. And I was like, all right. You know, they had like the little bubble scantron sheets and we'd walk it down. And I picked our friend Ricardo to walk down with us. And we walked down, and he was like, this was the smartest, one of the smartest kids in the class.
Yeah.
Was friends with us, but like super straight edge.
Yeah.
Like hard. And we get to the, there's like two ways to go back to, like many ways to go back to the classroom. And I was like, yo, let's go the long way. And he's like, no, I'm taking the short way. So I was like, all right, we'll go and then we'll meet at the classroom. So I took the long way. And I went to like cut him off at the stairwell and waited there for a solid 5 minutes. No one. I was like, fuck. So I went back to the classroom and then just got destroyed. Verbally destroyed by our teacher.
Dude, Ms. Schnetzer, we had a sex ed class in fifth grade that she taught. And mind you, she was like the meanest of the fifth grade teachers that we had.
But everyone loved her the most.
Oh, yeah. She was great. But she was like the strict one, you know, like no leeway whatsoever. And she taught the sex ed class. And I remember the first day we were in class and she's doing whatever. And I'm just trying to hold it together because I'm an immature fifth grader.
You and Dennis.
Yeah. And then she turns to the board and she, and that was good for most of it. And then all of a sudden she goes, the penis is a miracle. And I lost it. Lost. She's like, get the fuck out. And then I couldn't go back.
It was like one of the things at the beginning of the class. She's like everyone that had taken it before us, because your sister had Schnetzer, my sister had Schnetzer.
Right.
And it was like, don't laugh. Do not laugh. Because like there was always one or two dickheads in every single year that would laugh and then just get murdered.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
And that was you and Dennis.
It was lit.
I learned a lot
that day though, you know?
Yeah.
Learned a lot.
I would go back and redo elementary school in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah. Elementary school was fire.
It was the greatest time in the world. And like we would have like, there was like a jungle gym in one of our, like the kindergarten teacher's room.
What?
Mr. Steve, you don't remember that?
Oh yeah.
And like the loft. He had a full fucking playground.
Wow. I forgot.
This guy had a full fucking playground in his room.
And he had mad rugs. The roads on the rugs. And you're just like, oh, dude, wow. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. But back to what you were saying, like these kids, like...
Oh, so while it approaches finals week in like high school now or whatever, they just go up to the board and write 50,000 retweets and we don't have to take a final. And then they take a picture shaking their teacher's hand. So, and sometimes they get 50,000 retweets. I don't know if the teacher goes, just fuck you guys. I'm just kidding. Or if they're like, oh yeah, you're good. You don't have to take a fine. First of all, what's the teacher getting out of that?
First, let's go real basic.
Yeah.
Did you ever take a final in any elementary school class?
No, it's not elementary. It's usually high school.
Okay. All right. I did take finals in high school.
Yes.
Either way,
just study. Take the fucking test.
Everyone, this was my biggest thing through college. I knew so many people that like would fucking lose their mind stressing out. Literally like couldn't, but oh my God, like hyperventilating and shit. And I always said legitimately I had good grades all through high school. Well, not all through high school, but high school and college. And I said like, just show up and fucking pay attention. Yeah. And write down notes. Like, that's really all it is. And then if they give you homework, do the homework. write the fucking paper if you need to write a paper. But like, I don't see, I know like people need it for certain, but like, just relax.
I know some people are like, I'm not a good test taker and I just get, and I'm like, I honestly, people used to, because I don't, I never studied. I have like a photographic memory, which means I didn't learn anything. Which means like I could literally, I'm not even kidding, in high school, this is no bullshit, the vocab tests that we had to take in high school, it was so stupid. It was like, here's the word, now just give me the antonym. What the fuck would I learn even if I knew what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why would I need to, I don't even know the definition, I know the antonym.
Yeah.
But I would literally not look at the words at all. And then sit in class the day of the test, stare at my book, close it, and get 100.
That's exactly, yo, that's the thing that I would do, is I would just sit there minutes before the test and just look over and just be like, got one it. Word to a definition. You know what I mean? Like, or like one word from the definition with that word. And like, it like I always found it helpful. Now I get like people don't have that ability, and some people do have learning disabilities and stuff like that. But like, it's like, I would go back and take tests any day.
I haven't been in school in so long. I don't even know what it's like. I kind of miss it. But I literally tell everyone, like, I went into every test, and I still do this, like going into meetings or going into anything, any test, whatever. I just go in there like, I don't care if this works out or not. I just got to trust my abilities. And like, if I fuck up, I fuck up. Whatever. Go down with the ship. Like, you can't like,
yeah, like that.
And stressing out, I think would take you out of your,
to be honest, there's really only like 5 or 6 years where you need to care about that. And I would say like the last year of high school, college, and if you go on and do, you know, an advanced degree, a graduate degree or a PhD or whatever, like, you like, looking back, our grades in elementary school and middle school meant nothing.
Yeah, and mine were flawless back then too.
And mine were not. We did a fucking 180.
I dropped out. You got a fucking master's. Like,
we did a complete. Joey through elementary school was like, he was like king of YouTube. You know, like, if YouTube had fucking elementary school had YouTube. Like, this kid was student of the month every other month. I got it once. Not a year, once from kindergarten to fifth grade. I got it once.
Yeah.
Every other month, this kid was student of the month, fucking hundreds and aces. Blah, blah, blah. And I was the class clown, just being a dick, getting in trouble all the time.
Yeah.
And then just drop of a dime, 180.
It happened like, I would say, eighth grade.
Yeah.
Where it kind of just switched then.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, and then, you know. The roles reverse. I was done.
Yeah, but
I checked out.
Now let me ask you: in that situation where like the kids 50,000 retweets, we don't take a final.
Yeah.
Do you blame the moron student, or do you blame the teacher?
Oh, the teacher's the fucking idiot here.
Do you know if
who's the first fucking idiot that went, oh, yeah, do that? What are you getting out of this, teach?
Do nothing. I maybe retain some information that it might be useful down the road, or 50,000 retweets?
Yeah, like what? I don't get it. I don't get it. Obviously, if the kids shoot your shot, do what you got to do, but I just don't get it.
First of all, do you imagine second grade if we went up to Miss Macchio and put that on the board?
Holy shit.
I'm dude. Pretty sure my mom would like allow her to beat the shit out of me.
Oh, 100%.
Which, we're not going to get into that conversation, but like, that shit wouldn't have fucking, wouldn't have flown.
Dude, I'm positive if Miss Macchio and Miss Schnetzer, second grade and fifth grade, those teachers were like, hey, if we get 10,000 retweets, do we have to take a final? They'd both spit in our faces immediately. go sit down, you fucking idiot. Now you get 10 points off the final in 4 months, whenever it is.
Absolutely. No fucking smelly scratch and sniff sticker on it.
That was my shit.
Which, again, didn't get a lot of.
Dude, no.
I was secondhand sniffing your fucking test.
So, Miss Macchio, I remember that we were in her class, and Dennis, who was one of our other friends, he was in the back of the class for some reason. He had to stay in our room.
Yeah, he wasn't in our class, but he was there.
I went to the back of the room. It's the end of the day. I went to the back of the room to get my jacket, which was near like the closet was near where he was sitting. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, Dennis? She came flying from the front of the room. I was like, don't talk to him. I was like, holy shit. She's like, he's my guest, not your guest. I was like, it's my fucking friend.
Swift mover, that Miss Macchio.
Old, but she's got a quick first 5 steps.
I had the best scheme going in second grade because remember when we used to have those Sims tests? Math?
What the hell is that?
Sims. That's what our math textbook was called. Sims.
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
No.
And she used to, the day before the test, go over everything that we do, and she'd expect us to write down on our notebook our notes.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I would sit there literally with my legs up, which shocked she didn't kill me for.
I'm surprised you have legs.
I was born with them.
I'm saying she could have cut them off.
Oh, yeah. And I would literally just scribble in my fucking notebook. No, not a single word. And then I got ratted out by this fucking kid. And I have never heard the human voice hit that note and what she was screaming at me. And it wasn't like, this wasn't cute. Like, it wasn't cute she'd pull you out and scream at you in the hallway.
No.
She'd scream at you in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Your fucking friends.
Until you cried.
Your biggest enemies until you cried.
Yeah.
It's rough.
She'd get right in your face. You could smell her breath and feel the heat.
Oh, my God.
From her throat.
Yeah. And she stood. I'm kidding you. Like, I'm not kidding you. When she stood over us, it was like she was death looming.
Yeah.
Ready to kill us.
100%. She would ball up her fist like she was about to hit us. It's crazy. Yo, you remember what I remember in second grade? Who was that, the Indian kid that like transferred into our class? I think his name was like...
I remember third grade, we had an Indian girl named Pooja.
I remember her. No, but this, it was
second. She had those little fucking fruit gels that I used to steal.
Oh my God, those Chinese fruit gels?
Oh, crushed them.
What's good? The kiwi ones? Pooja, hello.
Where are you?
Where's Pooja?
Where's Pooja? And remember Stacy?
Yes, dude. Stacey. Third grade was a year.
What a year. We found ourselves that year.
This girl I was in love with in like second grade, this girl Kelsey, moved away, broke my goddamn heart.
Yeah, I fucking remember that.
Third grade, last day of the year.
Who shows up?
Kelsey shows up. First of all, it was an ice cream party, so everyone's having a good time. Then this bitch walks in. Oh! She's back!
Literally the most grand entrance I've ever seen a 9-year-old have. Yeah, it was
ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, it was such a fucking simpler time.
The world stopped.
I was talking, so I saw a couple of our teachers not long ago.
Yeah.
And I was talking to them, and they were like, yeah, we worry about our students using their cell phones in class. And I'm like, what?
I was just thinking that. I was like, I can't imagine being a student like now. There's just so much shit that going on in your pocket. It's like, it's impossible to not be distracted.
It's crazy. And then like with like, there's no way to like not be distracted now. Unfortunately, like the only technology we saw in elementary school was in computer class and at fucking lunch when we would play our Game Boy for 30 seconds before we had to go back up.
Yeah.
But it's fucking like, it's gotta be like, I say this seriously, like it's probably tough now to be an elementary school kid.
Yeah. Cause there's so much. And now they're probably dishing out iPads and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but like I'm not a digital learner. Does that make sense?
I don't think that's a term, but okay.
But like if I'm going to read a textbook, I need a textbook.
I
can't read on an iPad.
Oh, I can't read on a fucking iPad either.
I can. It fucks Kindles? My eyes.
What the fuck are you doing?
Kindles are actually pretty. I have the Amazon Fire tablet. It's actually kind of cool.
Fuck that.
But like what for like pages. Learning?
I want to, if it smells like a book, you know how a book smells?
Oh, I love the book smell.
Ooh, but like I don't like reading books at all, I'll smell every book you got.
And like an older book too, you know what I mean? Like that's like
spine's all fucked.
I'm talking like original copy of Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe, like
dude,
put that in a bottle and sell it.
C.S. Lewis, what's good? Super Yankee good. Candle, get on that. Make a library book.
Oh, scented my candle? God.
I'd buy 9.
I'd just turn this bitch would. Out. Yankee Candle, just release a library line.
Yes.
Like old, like.
Yes, paperback, hardcover, textbook, encyclopedia has its own smell.
And so did the fucking, like, coloring books had their own smell.
Coloring books.
Then, like the vinyl, not vinyl, but, like. You know when like a book was like a children's book, how they're like the paper, but they're like coated in like the really thick paint?
Oh, yeah. That's like glossy as shit. Yeah,
that's a different smell.
What's that book with the caterpillar on the front? Like that.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Hello.
That was a really good one.
Or the fish one with the
scale, the one colored scale or whatever the fuck it was.
God.
Yeah, man.
These are classic.
I don't know why we're not making millions of dollars off of this right now. Listen, if anyone takes this, this is our fucking property.
Right, yeah. IP right here. This is what we're doing. We're making book scented candles.
Now, this is a serious question.
Here we go.
We used to have like library class like twice a week in elementary school. Do they still have that?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck do they do?
They just walk into a room and just everyone's got a fucking Kindle.
That's so confusing. Well, then that must be sick. That must be computer class then.
I don't know. What the fuck is computer class now? They probably teach them how to Snapchat.
Fuck knows. Pout your lips like this.
What the fuck were we doing in computer class? I don't even remember. Kid Pix. I do remember that.
We fucking went off on Kid Pix.
Yeah.
And then there was like, you know, like... Putt-Putt's Time Adventure, where it like taught you about history and like a computer game.
Oh, I had a computer game once. I forgot what it was, but it was like a mansion. You walk in and like there's a bunch of math games you gotta play. Fuck, I remember.
I was going through Sporkle today.
Sporkle?
Do you know what Sporkle is?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I Sporkle hard. And it was like, you know, things from elementary school if you were in the 90s, and there were like three computer games that I was like, holy shit. There was one where it was like you're a movie executive trying to make a movie. Then there was another one where it was like you're a fish trying to find someone or something, or like holy shit. We had the coolest way of learning, and now they're just like, if Chris Brown, you know, makes 30,000 songs and each of them are 2 minutes long, how many songs, how long are his songs, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking stupid.
I gotta find the name of this fucking game because it's really gonna bother me.
Dude, reach out to the people.
I'm about to, and like, be like, yo, give me this fucking game.
Look up Putt-Putt's Time Adventure. You might remember that one.
Putt-Putt?
P-U-T-T times two.
P as in P-P? Putt-Putt's Time Adventure. Oh, yeah, I remember this shit.
It was a little pink car.
Yes!
Dude, he went off.
Yes. See, it's sort of like this. It's sort of like this. Same concept.
Same animation and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, same concept, but it was fire, and I fucked with it hard.
Oh, boy.
I remember in computer class once, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden on my screen, this thing pops up, and it says, hi. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, what the hell?
I'm afraid. I want to know
so
more.
I wrote, hello? And then I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I look at Miss Elaine, and she like gives me a look. It's her. And that was the first time I ever
seen like a instant
like an
message.
Instant message. I was like, "What the fuck is this? Is crazy?"
Yeah, it was like
she's talking to me, but she's over there.
An immediate email.
I was like, "What is that?"
Yeah. See, the teachers did that for you. If I got a message from her, it would be like,
"Sit the fuck down,
shut
Frank.
The fuck up, and pay attention."
Good times.
And then, like, also kind of a little. I don't know if I should be asking this, but I'm gonna.
This is good.
So what did we listen to at our like dances, like the Halloween dance?
Dude, Ignition.
But that was toward like sixth grade. We listened to a lot of O-Town.
Wow.
A lot of Baha Men.
A lot of Baha Men. Fuck. Yeah. Maybe too much Baha Men, to be honest with you.
Like, What do they play now? There's only so much Selena Gomez.
Lil Pump. Lil Pump. Gucci Gang. You never heard Lil Pump?
Gucci Gang.
Yeah, there you go.
I know that song, unfortunately. Yeah. But like, and then like, so our school...
Lil Pump.
Our school dances consisted of literally the girls dancing.
And that's just like staring.
And the guys staring and literally running around in circles around the girls dancing. Like,
this is all true. This is
what
all
do they
true.
Do now? Like, I'm afraid to
they
see
fuck,
a sixth
dude.
Grade.
They dry hump. I said that weird, but they dry hump.
you wanted to give up.
I was like, high up. I committed. I was already too far into the hump.
You committed, man.
Yeah. But that's definitely what's going down over there.
I can't believe that. How about just don't be a piece of shit and take the test?
Yeah. Wow, you brought it all the way back to the front.
Yeah. Bookend that son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, come on. You guys got iPads in your classrooms. Like, You know what I mean? Your teachers aren't allowed to hit you or threaten you or do whatever. That's another thing. You don't know teachers, they can't do anything. Teachers can't, like, touch kids. They can't...
Well, hope not.
No, I'm not like, grab their assholes. I'm saying, like, I'm saying, like, grab their wrist. I'd be like, no, you can't do that or whatever, or, like, keep them in their seat. Like, there's none of that. Like, they literally can't do anything. At the end of the day, if a kid wants to act out, he's going to.
Yeah.
He can.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. We have...
You can't
cut the balls off, you know, or however you want to relate that, you know, to make sure it's gender neutral, the statement. But, like, we have, like, taken away the ability for them to be authoritative, where it's like, now the teacher's a friend, you know? And
yeah, no.
I can kind of understand where they're coming from and, like, where they want to be, but it also kind of contradicts what they want them to do. Like, I'm sorry, I can only learn so much from you. You know what I mean? Like, as a friend, as seeing you as a peer.
Yeah.
Like, as a teacher, like, I need to, like, look at that person and be like, this is someone that if I fuck around, they're going to whoop my ass, even though I know they won't whoop my ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, I think something that's crazy, and I might be going too off topic here, but, like, I also think it's crazy that we immediately now just classify everything as a mental illness. ADD, ADHD, da, 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 and they're not chalking it up to kids just being fucking kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're a kid, there's so much shit being thrown at you that can, you know, turn your attention from here to here in 1 minute and there to another. And I really struggle with, like, everything now being chalked up to, you know, oh, well, they're just not focusing. Well, yeah, because they're a fucking four-year-old that, you know, it really just wants to see flashing lights and, you know, hear stuff like that. So, but that's another story for another time.
That's another story for another time. Before we move on here, let's get to the sponsors here. The first one, MVMT Watches. We get it. Holiday shopping can be tough, but thanks to MVMT, all that gift-giving anxiety can disappear with the press of a button. You want to get your boyfriend a watch or your girlfriend a watch?
Yes.
Or whoever to watch? Get them an MVMT watch, dog. They're starting at $95 at a department store. You're looking at $400 to $500. You want to save money? Okay, get an MVMT watch, then, bud.
You're having trouble.
I'm like losing air very quickly.
Yeah.
You ever have that sometimes? Sometimes.
Remember what I told you? Just a few words. Stop. Pause.
I don't have time for that, Frank. I'm sorry. At such great prices, MVMT watches make wonderful holiday gifts. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. Over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/basement. That's MVMT.com/basement. Our next sponsor is Harry's Erases.
Dude, how's my No Shave November looking?
Not good at all.
Really?
You know what you need? Harry's Razors. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with buying overpriced razors. They started this shit. How's that?
That was good.
Good breath?
I feel like I know Jeff and Andy now.
Yeah, me too. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They'll give you their free they'll give you a trial set for free.
Whoa.
When you sign up at harrys.com/basement. Just pay for shipping. But I have Harry's razors and they're lovely. Okay. There's not much you can say about razors. If they work, they work. If they don't, they don't. But these work. So if you're looking for new razors, here you go. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover the shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, just go to harrys.com/basement right now. That's harrys.com/basement. And that's it.
All right.
All right. By the way, another thing I wanted to talk about is I really wonder if these kids, you know, so we talked about how there's no chalkboards anymore.
Mm.
It's all just kind of like, if it's not digital, it's like marker stuff.
It's the whiteboards, yeah.
Right. So they don't have that pollution. Also, I'm pretty sure they don't have the bathrooms that we had back in the day. I'm sure they're a lot nicer. And
I hope so.
There's more rules and stuff.
Ours, the urinal went down to the floor, which means pee on the floor.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's kind
of... A lot of piss on the floor.
Now that I think about it, that whole, like, what is that? Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Architecture just doesn't make sense there.
Hey, you want to get splashes of piss on your shoes?
Let's put this on the floor.
Let's put this in there.
Yeah. This makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's such a, like, do you remember the one bathroom near the lunchroom that literally looked like it was out of a fucking, like, 1920s prison?
That bathroom looked like someone walked in with a fire hose and just fucking...
And it had the fucking old sinks that were like a bathtub.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that. Yes.
We literally could... Well, like, I'm sure there were points where we fucking sat in one.
You can literally sit in this thing. It was gigantic. It looked like they took a tub and just put it onto the wall.
Onto the wall, yeah.
It was absurd.
It didn't make any fucking sense.
And there was drains, like, in the middle of the floor just because...
Well, they knew.
It was basically... The floor looked like the bottom of a pool.
You ever see It? Not the recent movie, the original one.
Right.
You remember the shower scene where
he fucking, comes out of the floor
and it's like those small white tiles?
Yeah.
That's what it was. I literally felt like it was in a prison. And do you remember looking up?
Don't look up.
Exposed pipes. Probably a lot of asbestos.
Just a ton of asbestos.
Which at that age looked kind of cool. You wanted to touch it.
I wanted to hang off of it.
I did too. Oh, man.
And people, and why would we walk in there and just ball up napkins and just chuck it
at the wall, dude.
At the wall, at the fucking ceiling.
I remember there was, I forgot who it was, but there was one kid in our class whose like prank was he would piss on the fucking toilet paper rolls. So if you went to go take a shit,
bedtime. What? And that was another thing too. It was always fucking with the people needing to shit.
Oh, well, they're an easy target. I mean, they're a sitting duck, literally.
Yeah, they're sitting. They're sitting.
You know?
They are a sitting duck. They can't get up. Can't chase you.
They can't. That's where, like the real good Pokemon trades happen. Like, at lunch, it would be like, all right, you trade, like, a Bulbasaur for a Charmander. But, like, in the bathroom of, like, the boys' bathroom, it was
Charizards
like...
Charizards were switching hands.
Literally. Like, that's where the shit went down. Like, the underground Pokemon experts would be in the bathroom at the right time. Like, oh, you want a Beedrill? Well, you're going to need to give me a Graveler.
Yeah.
You know, and Beedrills aren't hard. No. But you needed it.
You needed a Beedrill.
You know?
Sometimes you need a Beedrill.
And it was like a high level... Don't get me started on Pokemon.
Yeah. Geodudes? Those are my shit.
I was looking at something today. It was just like, name all 151 Pokemon.
Did it. Yeah. I can name more Pokemon than I can states.
Well, there are more. There's three times as many. So I would hope you can name three for every one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't name. I can name the states. I can't like show you where they all are.
You know, in fifth grade, we had a test where we had to
the capitals.
Know all the capitals. And we only had to know, I think, like 20. And I knew all 50.
Yeah. Well, that I think that shows you. We had to know 20. I think I knew 4. And it was like not even New York's. I think I knew like fucking Carson City and just like random ones across the country.
I don't even think Carson City is one of the...
Is it? I think so.
Of what? Utah?
You tell me.
I don't know. Carson City?
I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, I'm...
That just goes to show. I just spelled capital C-A-P-T-I-T-A-L.
Oh, I thought that's how you spelled Carson.
Carson City is in... Nevada. Is that Nevada? Yeah, it is.
And so then that must be the capital.
Yeah. I gotta type this in. Capital of Nevada. I see. I used to know all of them. It is Carson City.
Okay, good.
Good, thank God. What the fuck else would it be? The only other town I know in there is Las Vegas.
Reno.
That too.
That's it.
That's it? Those are only three.
There are three cities in Nevada. It should
That's
be it. The state should be called Nevada with a small town called The state should be called Las Vegas with a small town called Nevada.
Exactly.
Figured it out, guys.
They figured it out. But yeah, the bathroom, I feel like that's where my anxiety started with shitting in public. Because you couldn't
That's a serious like problem that you have?
Oh, shitting in public's like terrible, dude.
I
will avoid it at all. I only do it if I'm like, well, I'm not gonna shit myself as a grown man.
Which you apparently do all the time.
I don't shit myself ever.
We literally can't go eat at certain places because you're like, I won't make it home.
You're talking about Taco Bell.
And Chipotle.
Right. We were an hour and a half from home. I'm going to eat Chipotle and then drive an hour and a half. We're going to have to pull over and shit on the side of the road like a psycho.
There are multiple gas stations on I-95.
Oh, you want me to shit in a gas station
bathroom? But like the
bathroom?
Nice...
No, get some gonorrhea on my ass?
No, but they're like those nice like stops.
Nice gas station bathrooms.
They're like the nice like rest centers, they're called. They have like places to eat in there too.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Dude, gas station bathrooms, I assume they all have like glory holes and like... Everything is just covered in semen.
Have you ever seen a glory hole?
I haven't.
I haven't either. I really want to.
I would love to see a glory hole. That's like, going right on my Instagram.
You know, like those.
Would you stick your dick through it for a second just to say you were there?
Oh, well, that's how you end up on a fucking registry. But like, you know, those horror movies where like people, there's like a hole and they like look through it and then something fucking pops out. That's what I think is going to happen to a glory hole.
Yeah. Like you go to look through it and a dick just hits you in the eye.
Right in the eye. Yeah.
And you're like, no.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. No, but you really would, like, I'm saying, like, so I don't really know how glory holes work, I'll be honest with you. Like, if you're in the
bed. I think it's like a drive-up window. It's just there.
Right, but how do you get to the other side? How do you know that you're on the dick-giving side and not the dick-getting side?
That's a really good question,
man. Right?
Has someone ever, like, has there been, like a dick like, pile-up
yeah.
in the middle of a glory hole?
No one knows which side is which, so they just go to stick them in at the same time. Boom, dicks collide.
Or do you give it, like, two fingers in, like, is it, like, a, hey, I'm here. I'm coming in.
Or you just let them know. You could talk. They could hear you.
But I feel like that's like...
Or is there like a knocking?
I think that's like an unwritten
rule. Like a
rule.
Morse code.
That's like an unwritten rule of glory holes. Don't talk. Like right, no yeah. communication. Just hole, dick,
mouth.
Or
stuff. I don't know.
I mean, there are a lot of things you could do with it.
Yeah, that's true. But I think there's like a Morse code where it's like... And that means like my dick's going in.
Yeah, like in SOS here. In Morse code or something.
Yeah, suck off something like I think
suck our slab.
I never heard anyone refer to their dick as a slab.
Some people should,
right? What if I just agreed with that and then didn't realize what I said? I was like, yeah, right. Yeah. But you don't think that if you came across a glory hole and it seemed empty, I'm not saying use it. I'm saying just do this because then you're like a part of the crew. You know what I mean?
Look.
Like you stick it in, you get it out before anything happens.
I would
and you're just like, dude, I have my dick in a glory hole.
I would have to know there's like no one else in there. I wouldn't want to be intruding on anything or anyone's business.
No, I wouldn't either.
Doing it for the story is
right,
what you're
saying. I'm saying put it in, take it out right away. How quickly do you think this is going down, Frank? You stick a dick through the hole.
I have a lot of logistics-based questions.
Talk to me.
So, like, first of all, who brings something in to cut the glory hole? Is it a puncture?
I think it starts off as a knife wound to the wall, like, and then it's stretched out over time.
All right. So then, are the edges like? Sanded down. If I put my dick in there, is it gonna come back out looking like it just got clawed by Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it like padded?
I don't think it's padded. It depends where you are.
And then like, how thick is it? Like how round?
I think you'll be all right, Frank.
No. But like, like who adjusts? Like who says like this? Like did they put
this
like
is a one size fits all here?
They put a cup
here.
To the wall and just like draw a circle around it with a marker and say that's it.
Right, because you can't go too big on the glory hole.
Yeah,
but I think it needs to be big enough to fit some balls.
You're going dick and balls?
Oh, I'm not going balls. If I'm doing it, I'm going in and out, just dick.
I feel like that's like one of those like Chinese finger traps. You can get it in real easy, but pulling it out is gonna suck.
No, I think it's big enough to get out.
So then yours is not a glory hole. Yours is a glory portal.
What does that mean? First of all, I don't know what kind of dick you think I have, but it's not the circumference of my thigh.
But you're putting balls in there too?
I'm like, not putting balls in there.
But if
I was someone who was a glory holer, I would definitely go balls sometimes.
The glory holy is what they're called,
right,
actually.
The glory holy.
If you're going balls in there, it needs to be a bigger hole because, like I said, like you need to like get both in there at the same time. That's not easy,
dude. It's not like a just a dick hole.
Close my eyes and I envision glory holes.
Yeah,
I see just a dick hole.
Yeah, but
I don't see ball holes.
It's not ball holes. The hole is just big enough. You don't just see dick and that's it.
It would be really
you
nice.
You get some surrounding.
How about this? Make it like a museum experience. Have the glory hole underneath a little window so they can at least see the balls.
See the balls.
See them. Admire them. Yeah. They don't need to go through. They'll right. just, you know, admire. Nice like, you know, like
it's
a
like
museum.
Plexiglass. You can't get through, but
exactly.
you can see it.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, don't put your hands on the glass.
Non-reflective.
Don't touch the balls.
Yeah.
Don't feed the balls.
It's like a zoo.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like a petting zoo.
Okay. But I mean, this is going to take quite the steady hand, a lot of construction
yeah,
experience.
I mean, I'm sure
plexiglass. They make backboards out of that.
It's not cheap stuff. I'll tell you that.
It's not cheap, and this is a lot to go for. First of all, I don't think you go this hard for glory holes. Glory holes are more. It's supposed to be rugged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the hole should be surrounded by like a piece of gum stuck to the wall, and someone wrote,
but
"Mike
see,
was
like,
here."
But a glory hole to me is like an adult petting zoo. It should like there should be some joy to it. Like it shouldn't be a really negative experience if both people are consenting to the glory holing.
Right, the glory holers.
The glory holy, like if they're both consenting, it should be an enjoyable experience. Like add like a box of tissues underneath, you know, like
definitely should be some music playing.
Yeah.
Because it is nerve wracking. You don't know what you're getting on the other side.
You never know. You never know.
You know how brave these people are? They're, now that I'm really thinking
honestly,
about it.
The real heroes.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Dude, I don't even put my dick into like underwear without like feeling around. Like I wouldn't like sticking my dick in a glory hole would be like terrifying for me, but I think I would do it for the
I
experience.
Protect my dick at all costs.
Oh my God.
Like that's my most valuable possession.
Yeah.
And I have a family.
Right.
Doesn't
Sorry.
Matter.
Sorry, yeah. family.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
So why are these kids writing on these whiteboards?
How did we get to glory holes?
I don't know.
So I just want everyone to like be aware. There weren't glory holes in our elementary
school. No, there
that's not where we were going with
no.
that.
We both said we have never seen a glory hole, but I
need to see one though.
Interested.
Now, yo, I honestly, how do you find them? There should be an app.
An app to find glory
you
holes.
You can find everything else.
This bar has a glory hole. This one doesn't.
I'm assuming they're like in like gay bars and stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I've been to some gay bars, but I've never seen a glory hole. I have seen a lot of dicks, though.
At gay bars?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
A lot of dicks.
Why, they're just swinging them around over there?
I kid you not. There was one I went to with a couple of friends. Because, you know, a couple of my friends were like, hey, you know, they were like, oh, we're all going out. You know, like a bunch of guys, a bunch of girls, stuff like that. And then as a straight man, I'm comfortable in my sexuality, you know? And they're like, oh, we're going to a gay bar. I'm like, awesome. That's going to be fucking fun.
Let's get lit.
Let's get lit. Dude, no one parties like the gays. I'm telling you, dude.
First of all, I feel like if like...
All
like,
of our friends make fun of me for going to a gay bar. It was one of the best nights of my life. And I was in college. And you would be shocked at how many incredibly attractive straight women are there.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I feel like going to a gay bar is like you get to, I don't know how to word this really, but like it's sort of like role reversed where if you're a straight guy in a gay bar, like people want to buy you drinks.
Dude, I got so many drinks. Like, I'm not even kidding you. First of all, everyone loves a good compliment. I walked out of that place. I could have fought a Minotaur. Like I was on another level. Like people coming up to me like, hey, do you want to dance? And I'm like, oh, I'm dancing, you know, like in the, like with like a bunch of people. They're like, no, you want to dance with me? And I was like, oh, no, thank you. I appreciate it. And they'd be like, oh, you're not gay? And I'm like, no. They'd be like, that's so awesome that you're here. Let me buy you a beer. Boom. Go up to the bar where I saw the dicks. There was a guy standing on the bar.
I saw the dicks.
Guy standing on the bar, literally dick out, swinging it back and forth.
Was he wearing pants?
He was wearing like a G-string. But it literally...
Was it like a stripping gay bar?
No.
It's just like a normal bar.
Just a normal bar.
It's lit.
With a gay dude flapping his dick around.
That's heavy.
Yeah. But I had a fucking blast when I went to a gay bar. I literally had so much damn fun.
It sounds lit.
It's so much
Roles fun. Reversed.
Yeah, dude. Like, literally, I
want to see where I stand. You know what I mean?
First of all, if an angel like you walked into a gay bar... I am quite well aware. We've already spoken about this exhaustively. I'm quite well aware of where I sit on this.
But I feel like you have a straight guy rating. What girls rate you, and then what guys rate you. You know what?
I never thought about that.
And it has to be different. No?
Like, I'm a strange 8 for women because, again, 4 in the looks, personality 10. We'll go for an 8. I don't know what my gay guy rating would be.
It would be interesting.
I would love to know.
So would I.
Someone needs to help me out and let me know.
I'm
gonna ask my friend Eric.
And I want to know too.
I'm gonna ask him about you too. My phone's outside.
And I don't want any don't be like, oh, you're a 10. I don't want that. I don't want 10s.
Dude, do you know how my friend Eric is one of the most brutally honest people?
I need that.
That I've ever fucking
met. I want a gay dude to tell me you're a 6. I want to know.
I sent him a video of my lip that got stuck to a paper cup, which that's a whole other story.
What?
And he told me I am the most repugnant individual he knows. He uses every incredible adjective
I like that
to describe the worst thing on the planet.
I definitely need a 1 to 10.
Yeah. I need to know.
But, yeah.
If anyone, that listens identifies.
Oh, I have a gay following.
I fucking love it. I do.
They tell me all the time.
If anyone that listens identifies as gay, please let us know what you think. Legitimately, don't be like, oh my god, YouTube 10. Like,
yeah.
Give us what do you think?
Yeah,
and get to know us. Ask us some fielding questions. Well, ask me some fielding
questions.
I want
strictly looks, brutally honest. I want you to be like, I find you funny, whatever, but you're fucking, your head's fucked up, or like your eyes a little slanted, and yeah. I don't like that. Like, I want to be ripped apart. I want to know my rating. I want to know. What do you think yours is? I don't think mine's that good.
I got to be honest with you.
I don't think I'm a good-looking guy in the gay community.
And I'm serious when I say this. I think this might be the only possibility, and I'm not saying it is true, the only possibility that I have a higher rating than you. I swear to God.
I don't think mine's good.
I'm sorry, dude. That hair flip... gotta go.
I don't think mine's good. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know.
Like, I see a lot of gay dudes and I'm like, this guy's fucking
hot. Super hot.
They take care of themselves. I'm barely getting by.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
So many hot dudes. Whether gay or not, I'm all about hot dudes. Seriously. Blake Shelton, sexiest man alive right
now. That's ridiculous.
When I saw the thing and it was like, when Idris Elba exists on this planet... and Jason Momoa, and they don't get it?
Dude, Blake Shelton? This guy rigged. This guy's not even close. He's not in my top 100.
He's all right.
What the fuck's that mean?
I think
we're talking about the hottest guy ever.
All right. Not ever.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
Alive.
I need to find this top 10. Sexiest, what is it? He got sexiest man?
Sexiest man alive. Yeah, look up the top 10.
I got, this is, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to be honest with you here. How do I find this? Oh, People Mag. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do we know who got it last year?
The Rock.
Do you know anyone else who was on it?
The Rock got it last year.
Right, okay.
All I saw was people losing their mind over Blake Shelton. Yeah, which is, give the guy, hey, relax.
I mean, good for you.
Good for him.
But come on there. Come on there.
He knows where he stands.
People Mag, sexiest man, alive. 2017 yeah. List. Here we go. Oh, my fucking, here we go. What do we got here? If they stop me from, what would they do, like 100?
I don't know if they did 100.
What is this site? I got to click through a bunch of shit. Who's this? They don't have numbers.
10 most insane pimples. You'll never believe number 6.
this is like, I'm not doing this. This is stupid. I can't find it now.
Are you kidding me? Look on your phone.
People Mag, what's wrong with your site? People, if you're listening, fix your shit. I can't find it. Sorry. Can't do it. I would love to tell you a top 10 and deliberate that, but computer's not working. Fucking People Magazine.
You can't,
their
really
site.
Can't find it? God damn it.
First of all, my computer's not even like.
How about you go to like peoplemagazine.com and go from there?
I was on People Magazine and their site is a fucking shit show.
All right.
Disaster. Wait, I need to find this. Oh, my computer just started working.
Okay. Fucking super sexy Chris Hemsworth. Holy shit.
Dude, you know what? That guy should have won.
He is a sexy dude.
That guy should have won.
And he's Aussie? That wasn't Aussie. That wasn't Aussie.
It's Aussie.
Good eye. Good eye. I mean, I can't really do an Aussie, I guess, but he's a sexy dude.
Why can't I find this goddamn list? I'm just going images. No, I'm not going to find it. They don't have the list. What's on the list? People. Whatever.
Maybe it's like they don't put it out so they make the people buy. Like they don't put the list on their computer so like they make people buy.
Oh, those bastards.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I don't really know where to go from here. Yeah, so we could wrap this up.
Oh,
again.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Love it.
We went all over the place today.
Listen, super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So Frank, where can they find you?
Frank_Alvarez80 on Twitter, FAlvarez_80 on Instagram. And as I say every single week, I do a wrestling podcast called The Squared Circle Jerks. You can find us at SCJPod on Twitter. If you like wrestling and you like talking shit, come give us a follow.
And that is all.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.